Mad Marv's Notebook for August 4th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2025. Boy, it's a Monday, and it definitely feels like a Monday. Work was pretty much the same as always, but trying to find something to talk about. And I remember NCAF posted his episode like 10 minutes after I was done uploading mine yesterday, and he was talking about caffeine and and yeah, his namesake, NCAF, and he's been cutting back on caffeine, and I've been doing the same for a little more than a year now, I think. It feels like it anyway. Not sure if I talked about this last year, but I cut out soda, and I've never really been one for coffee. All the tea I drink now is cold brewed, so that doesn't release any of the caffeine in it. And overall, I thought I would have an easier time sleeping. The reason I did this was so that I could sleep earlier. Or at least I was hoping I could get to sleep earlier. Because I do know when I drink caffeine, yeah, any time in the afternoon, even, you know, including up until dinner time, that'll keep me up until 2 a.m., maybe longer than that. So by eliminating it, I was hoping I could go to sleep at a decent hour, but seems that it hasn't really made much of a difference. My normal sleep schedule is still around midnight, more or less. Been trying to push that earlier, but I just end up tossing and turning in my bed for an hour. So I may, it's not like I want to go back to drinking caffeine or taking in a large amount of caffeine. So still trying to figure out what I can do about that without, you know, taking sleeping pills or anything. I did buy a bunch of melatonin, and I found out the hard way that thing wears off pretty easily, or at least fairly quickly. I mean, I did get drowsy after taking it, but that wears off within an hour. So I still got a huge bottle of it, and now I don't know what to do with that. So I try and save that now for when I'm awake late at night and need to get to sleep, like after 2 or 3 a.m. I'll try and take a pill just to get the last few hours of sleep in the night. I try and save that as a last resort now. I heard from others that if you get into a habit of taking melatonin, then getting to sleep without it becomes harder. I don't want to develop that habit either. So until, yeah, well, not sure where I'm going with all of this. It's just some food for thought, because I know NCAF was, I don't know if he's doing that for the same reasons I am, but be interesting food for thought for him. Okay, and that's good for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.